Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Julia Kolbus, who is a manager with Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory, about some key unclaimed property compliance trends. And Julia, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And let's jump right in. So tell us about the first critical steps of unclaimed property compliance. What's the first thing that you really need to do in this process?
Well, Matt, really there are five steps that we take into consideration, but the first one is the real critical one, and that is really to acknowledge the problem. So the problem would be to realize that there is outstanding liability that needs to be reported, to also acknowledge that there is the potential of an audit risk if a company is not compliant, and that also depends on where the company is incorporated, and it's important to realize that states are becoming more aggressive and are all implementing compliance requirements. So that's the most important step. That then goes into performing a review, which then leads to where and when to report. And then the fifth step is really just your compliance, your yearly compliance, what do you need to do to stay in compliance, where to file an initial filing, and so forth.
That's great. You know, in many ways, you answered my next question, which were about the next steps, which were, you know, perform a review, determine where to report. So let's jump ahead a little bit and tell us about how no two companies are essentially the same when it comes to unclaimed property compliance.
Yes, Matt, that's very important to keep in mind in the unclaimed property process. And having worked in unclaimed property for nearly a decade, the truth is we see it over and over again that each company is unique. So some of the aspects that we look at when we perform the review of their unclaimed property exposure is the structure and size of the company. Are they private? Are they publicly traded? Have any acquisitions taken place? And we also look at what property types they have that need reporting. Do they have policies and procedures in place for issuing and remediating checks? Have they had any accounting system changes? And also, very important, what is their record retention policy? So based on these aspects, for each of our clients, we customize the review accordingly. There is no cookie-cutter process in place with unclaimed property. It just simply doesn't exist. And while the goal for each of these clients may be the same, which is 100% compliance, the path of getting to that point is very different for each company. And when speaking of unclaimed property, what I always say is really it's just not a cookie-cutter process, just like I said before. So we just make sure that we address each of their needs and their exposures accordingly.
That's great. Thanks for those insights there, Julia. So let's switch and tell us about Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Services in this arena.
Well, Matt, we have a very good, strong team of very seasoned professionals in our department, and we do offer every single aspect that you may need in the unclaimed property arena. We offer consulting services, and that will comprise the review of your exposure, and we also offer audit assistance and defense. We offer the education training seminars. That is certainly something to look out for. And we also offer on the consulting side to set up policies and procedures that are customized to each company's needs. And on the compliance side, we offer the full service as well, from the review to the required due diligence mailing to generation of state reports. We also assist you with coming forward voluntarily, and that process is concluded after each reporting season with very detailed management reports and deliverables. As you can see, there are a lot of aspects here, and it's just very tedious for each company to do that in-house, which is why they are outsourcing it to us. And it's a very time-consuming process. We're busy every day. But it's what we do, and we're passionate about it, and we do a great job. So definitely Altus is the way to go. I'm very proud of the team we have.
That's great. Today, before we sign off, anything we didn't cover?
Well, any final thoughts on that end would be that it's very important in general to get into compliance. As mentioned before, it's a process that is very important. States are getting very aggressive, and along with getting into compliance, it's very important to remain in compliance. We've seen states go back to already companies that were already filing and auditing them and performing reviews because they have stopped reporting. So it's a very important process.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast with Julia Kolbis, who's a manager at Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory. And Julia was kind enough to share some insights on some unclaimed property compliance trends and insights as well. And Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Sure thing.